Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Abby Van Arnum off Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I'm not sure where the year has gone, but it's an exciting time of the year and you have an exciting event coming right up on Saturday. So let's talk about that.
We certainly do. This Saturday and Sunday is our 10th annual Deck the Agri Hall Christmas Tree Walk event at the Agri Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds.
And what time?
On Saturday, we are there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and on Sunday, we're there from 11 to 2.
All right. Now, lots of things going on there. I guess I'm going to start with the food, although that's not the prime reason you have people come. But let's talk a little bit about the food.
No, on both days, during the entire time that we're open, we will have soup sandwiches, desserts and beverages for $5. And we'll be serving that the entire duration. The soup selections this year are tomato basil, chicken and wild rice, which is always a popular favorite. And new this year is California medley.
Ooh, sounds good. You got to eat more than once because you got all those choices.
Oh, absolutely.
You bet. Okay, so the main kind of purpose, the main reason all this got started, Abby, was?
The main reason this event got started 10 years ago was as a fundraiser because the Audubon Fairgrounds Agri Hall needed some vast improvements, and then as the years went on, the 4-H became involved as well, so now we're splitting the money between the Audubon County Fair Board for fairgrounds improvements, and half of it goes also back to the Audubon County 4-H program.
Is there any particular project that Agri Hall is working on right now?
I think it's just maintenance.
Yeah.
We've had some really nice improvements with the enclosed bar areas. The bathrooms have been remodeled. The kitchen has been remodeled.
Wow.
A new floor has been redone. So I guess just kind of maintenance on those things and whatever the Fair Board thinks needs to be done next.
You bet. Well, and maintenance, you know, sometimes we forget about that. We want money to do all these new things, and we forget sometimes maintenance certainly adds up, so that's really important to keep those good things going.
Yes.
Now, that's the purpose of the money, and how much is the fee at the door?
It's a free will admission both days.
All right. Hey, can't get better than that.
That's right.
And when people come into Agri Hall, what are they going to see?
Oh, they are going to see a beautiful display of Christmas trees and quilts and holiday displays. I know we have some nativity sets coming in. A 4-H club did a really cool craft with little wooden Christmas trees that they will be displaying. So just a lot of things like that. It's just a beautiful, when you walk in the door, it's just kind of just really gets you in the Christmas spirit.
Just really envelop you into all of that spirit. And it's interesting, you know, many groups, I think, have done lots of trees, and there are groups that are doing that. But you've talked about a variety of items, and not necessarily all Christmas when you talk about quilts. Talk a little bit about those.
No, we have a family that's providing some quilts and a couple of others that wanted to display their quilts. And no, they're not necessarily a Christmas theme, just a lot of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears and everything that goes into a beautiful quilt that we will have on display.
Yeah. I'm not into quilting. Are you into quilting, Abby?
I do not have the patience for quilting.
Yeah, me either, but we can certainly appreciate other people's works.
Oh, yes. I admire those that have that talent and have that drive to create those beautiful pieces.
Yeah, and like you say, it takes lots of patience, but it takes a lot of creativity, too, to put all the colors, choose the right colors, and get them into a pattern. So
yes, it certainly takes a vision.
Yes, absolutely. And you talked about trees. Do you have any idea about how many trees?
We have right around 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Signed up. Sometimes we have a couple that show up, and we absolutely welcome them to come
extra.
Set up. So, we have right around 50 this year, which is about the same as we typically have every other year.
And who brings those in?
Individuals, clubs, businesses, 4-H clubs. We just really welcome anybody that really wants to come in and display anything to come join us and have those things on display.
What time will people be setting up?
Set up will be on Friday from 9 in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening at the Agri Hall.
Okay,
so
that's a
long
tomorrow.
Day.
Yes.
And we have committee members there all day to help with those setups, help you carry in things, make sure you have all your electrical needs that we need to light up your display, and just really help you set up.
Yes. And then, as you mentioned, other kinds of displays that, you know, people really enjoy, I think, the Christmas time and have lots of different kinds of collections.
certainly, in years past, we have had snowman collections, nativities, like I've said, Santa collections, just kind of anything. I think that we had Christmas bears the one year, just anything that anybody feels that is special to them and would like to display for the public to see.
Okay. So it's a come and go. You could stay a long time if you really want to see everything. I've found on some of these, you can't just walk through once. You got to go through once and then go back again.
Yeah, certainly. You can walk through once and then sit down and have your lunch or a cup of coffee and certainly feel free to wander through again.
All right. So back to the food for a minute. You can tell I'm really interested in food. Are there like homemade pies or homemade cookies, or is a group doing this?
We have the committee members are providing the desserts, and we have homemade angel food cakes.
Oh, okay.
Brownies. I know that we have one of our committee members makes very good mint brownies.
Ooh.
We will also be having pumpkin mousse, which is new this year. And I think that's about it for our desserts.
Again, choices. You got choices to
Absolutely,
make.
Absolutely, yeah, yes. And they're all delicious. I've sampled every one of them, I'm sure.
So, Abby, how we've said, this is Agra Hall on the fairgrounds, but there may be some people listening that have no clue of how to find the fairgrounds in Audubon.
Okay, the fairgrounds in Audubon. If you're coming on Highway 71 through Audubon, you will turn by the Chatterbox Cafe, which is also shares a corner with the Cenex gas station. And you'll go ahead and turn, I got to get my directions straight, west.
I'm with you. Yes, west.
Yeah,
yes.
Turn west down, and then you go across the bridge, and you take a right, and it's in a big metal building. We will have, I believe, a Christmas tree displayed outside there as well by the entrance, so you'll know where to go.
Okay. Well, once you cross that little bridge there, you can't miss the fairgrounds.
That's right. Yep.
It's welcoming. There's a sign right there as you go across that little bridge. And so once you get that corner turned, you can't miss it at all.
That's right.
So we want people, of course, to show up. I want to also mention, you know, we talked about Agra Hall and the money being used. Is 4-H having a special project? Is there some special way that the money for 4-H is used?
The 4-H, we're trying to get some more workshops going this year, so some of that money will be used towards that, and then also to pay the program development fee for the 4-Hers to participate in 4-H.
Yeah, there is a fee to be a 4-H member, and I know different counties handle that in different ways, but it's really nice to be able to support the members so anybody can join.
Yes, we want to make it affordable for everyone.
You bet. And I'm just thinking, if people haven't been to the fairgrounds for a while, as they turn into the fairgrounds and they look right, there's a big new building there.
There is a big new building. We were fortunate enough to be able to build a new livestock pavilion, and that houses our lead cattle and the show arena for the fair. And the last county fair that we had in July was the second year that we were able to use that facility, and it's just a great addition to the fairground.
Yeah. Now, are there groups that use that other times during the year? Are there like special cattle shows or anything like that?
The FFA has a cattle show in the spring, and then our Clover Commissions had their first annual Nishna Valley Showdown, which was a swine, sheep, and goat show.
Oh.
So we had two show rings going, and we had three species showing that day. So, yes, it has been used for other things just other than the county fair.
Okay. We're talking about Deck the Agra Hall. That's in Audubon on the Audubon Fairgrounds. And, you know, you have to go to the town of Audubon, just right on Highway 71, get up there again. And, you know, kind of if you haven't been to Audubon for a while, you might kind of want to drive around and see what's happening there, because I know there are some things going on there, too. But anyhow, remind us, Abby, of the time and price.
We're open on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd of November. Saturday's hours are 11 to 3. Sunday is 11 to 2. Admission is a free will donation, and you can get soup, sandwich, dessert, and beverage for $5 both days.
All right. Thank you so much, Abby Van Arnhem.
Thank you, Lauren.
Abby's with the Audubon County Extension Service. Until next time, here's a thought from Audrey Hepburn. As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself and the other for helping others.